Moncrief on News Talk.
You're abroad or at home and you lose your passport. What's the procedure for getting a new one? What happens if you lose it more than once? What happens if you get a new one and then find the old one? And do the Irish tend to lose their passports more than other nationalities? Aidan Farrelly is a Social Democrats TD for Kildare North. Good afternoon, Aidan.
Good afternoon. Hi.
You requested figures on this. Why did you want to know?
Yeah, we did. So I became a TD late 2024. And what we found last year was we got a really significant amount of requests for support from people when it came to applying for their passport. And
I mean, as in they lost it and they needed a new one.
Lost it or yeah. were trying to get issued with a brand new one and tried to go through the process. And we found, obviously, if there's a significant number of requests coming to us, there's something wrong with the service or the structure somewhere. And so we wanted to try and build an evidence base for that. So we put in the parliamentary questions to try and get an idea of the quantity, the level of passports that are lost or stolen each year in Ireland. And the figures were quite startling, I have to say. Upwards of 200,000 lost or stolen in the last 7 years. That's an awful amount of passports that are lost or stolen. And we were chatting about it just in the office before we came today. I suppose in Ireland, you use your passport for a number of different reasons. It's not just about international travel quite often. It's the only valid form of ID that you have, and you might need that actually domestically quite often as well. So you slip it in your back pocket or something and you run that risk even more of putting it away or losing it. So we see, you know, the average is probably about 32,000 a year that we're seeing being lost, and then a significant number being stolen as well. And the piece that I suppose it merits highlighting is that it can often be quite an arduous process to apply to get the passport, and it can be quite time consuming. If you get any part of that process wrong, you're back to the bottom of the queue then as well. So it can frustrate people quite often. Or if you're applying for a new passport, if you've a little baby in your house and you want to get their first passport, that can even be further kind of challenging because you have to get the Gardaí in the Garda station to verify that information and over the phone with the passport office. So we're trying to build an evidence base ultimately, Sean, for what the issue is, because what, you know, as sure as night follows day, as March and April starts to write in, TDs, councillors will begin again to start getting those reps. And that's ultimately an evidence of a performance or a service that's not really performing.
Yeah. Now, just on that point of you as a TD being contacted by someone because they're having difficulty getting a new passport, you don't really have any power in that regard. No TD does or should.
No.
Even. No. Over the process of the passport office.
No, and I think there's a perception amongst many people, certainly when I wasn't a politician, there can be a perception that TDs have access, whether it's housing, whether it's passport, whether it's medical cards. And I think for a number of politicians, it suits them to trade on that type of performance whereby they help people or they have access to the decision makers in those entities. To be very categorical about it, we really don't. But we can in our office absolutely support people and signpost them towards the ways in which they can access services. But beyond that, no politician has any more access, nor, like you say, should they.
Yeah. Now, I assume if you're abroad and you lose your passport and there is a local embassy, they'll issue with a temporary one. And that's probably more straightforward than if you lose one in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in Ireland, what's the process you have to go through?
Yeah, so you have to report it. And once you report it, they actually notify Interpol so that they...
Even if it's down the back of the couch kind of thing.
Yeah. And then it becomes invalid after that. So once you start applying for your new one and you get your new one issued, then obviously the one that's been reported lost or stolen is invalid. And we see that a significant amount of cases, 30-odd thousand, like I say, each year. A number of those, I've experienced this myself. Sod's law, the minute you apply for the new one,
of course,
you find the old one. That is happening. And then it's our responsibility, obviously, to get rid of that because it's no longer valid.
Yeah. Now, on that point, actually, if you do find the old one, but you have applied for a new one, highly advisable to destroy the old one?
Well, the passport office might be in a better position to advise people on that than I, but certainly if you have been given the permit, like if it's been approved and it's in dispatch, for example, then that would be the valid one that's to be in use, and the old one then would be no longer valid.
But just because in case you make the mistake of bringing the old one and you arrive at an airport and they look at your passport and go,
and it would probably flag on an Interpol database as well then.
Yeah, so that probably wouldn't get you much.
No.
So getting a new one, if you've lost the old one, is it more difficult than just getting a passport? Are there extra hoops you have to jump through?
No, but what the minister kind of clarified in her response to me when we put these parliamentary questions in was if there was a trend on you, so if you had kind of sought two or three like if you had applied or because it was lost or stolen two or three times, they can put a limitation then as to the length of time by which they can issue you a new one. So it might only be valid for a year or maybe valid for 3 years. If they note that there's a trend in this, they might just put a red flag beside you and change that. Obviously, for the one-off occasions, there'd be no difference. You just reapply once you've notified.
Ah.
But they can do that. And I suppose the piece that we would question is how often do they do that? That would be a piece that's interesting to me, because the Irish passport is one of the highest valued passports in the world, you know, in terms of the access to different countries. And the minister speaks very, you know, importantly about the integrity of the Irish passport. It's only that integrity only matters by the way in which you follow up on what's available to you by controls. So I wonder if you have lost or had reported your passport stolen 3 to 4 times in a 12 or 18 month period, to what extent or how often does the passport office or the authorities actually put a limitation on what they issue?
Yeah, because somebody texts in to say, I know a lad, I met a lad in the passport office a few years back. He was in for an interview because he'd lost his passport 6 times. He was on a stag every time. Now, I know, feckin' Egypt, but can there be a set of circumstances where the passport office can say 6 times you're not getting another one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I don't know.
Yeah. Because you think there would be a limit. David says, I found passports in my taxi belonging to young people using them as proof of age to get into nightclubs. Mm. That shouldn't be necessary. Someone else says, I let my passport expire a few years ago and I went to apply for a new one, but I can't find my old one to find the passport number that is required. Can I apply for a new one without this number? That's another good question.
Yeah, we've had that with a couple of people where they've had to go through the process and apply for a brand new one.
Yeah, having worked in the travel business for years, I would advise everybody going on holiday, have a photocopy of your passport just in case you do lose it. It just helps with documentation down the road, or take a picture on your phone. Just make sure your phone isn't stolen. Are we worse than other countries for this?
I did a little bit of a desktop study just to get an idea.
Yeah.
We seem to be on par with many other countries. I checked the UK, for example. They did note a significant surge of 60% last year in the number of lost and reported stolen passports in the UK. But that figure was around 370,000, which would kind of, per head of population, probably be very similar to our 33,000. So I did a couple of other European countries. We didn't stray too far from the norm or the mean in that. So I can't say we stand out as anything different. The piece that's interesting for me, though, is I suppose the follow-ups or the controls piece, and that I think other countries might do it a little bit more stringently, a little bit more differently than the Irish way.
So are you implying perhaps that we're giving them away a bit too easily?
No, I don't think so. But I don't know how endemic the problem is. I mean, it dropped off really. The numbers halved during COVID when we weren't travelling. So you could infer from that when the numbers kind of, when the borders were open and we were able to travel freely for holidays or whatever, that's when the numbers of lost or stolen passports reportedly, you know, went double. So that tells us that when we're travelling is quite often when we lose it.
Yeah.
The piece that's really interesting to me from this is, in advance of that, you can often have it expired as well. So there's responsibility for us personally to make sure that we have ours, you know, in order and kept safe. But also, you don't want to be relying or even thinking you can rely on a public representative or somebody else to help you jump a queue in a service like this. It's not going to happen. And if we get nothing else out of today, if you're planning on holidays during the summer, go have a look at the passport now. Make sure it's in date. Make sure you have it available. Because if you start applying now, chances are you'll be fine. But April, May, that's a different story.
Well, I think though a lot of airlines won't take a booking from you if there's only a certain amount of time left on your passport anyway. And, they're... But then again, you don't want to be relying on an airline to do this.
For some of them, you won't have to put that detail in until you're checking in either.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's true. This is about personal responsibility, though. Was that just to be a bit blue shirt with you about this whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely an element of that, and it's not always somebody else's fault, and I accept that. but as well, in Ireland, there's probably easier ways of being able to verify your age than requiring the passport in your pocket.
Yes,
I think
yeah.
if we cut that down, and we, you know, whether it was the Garda age card or something else that makes sense to us to have available to us, whether it's on our phones or something else, so that we could leave up the passport in a safe place for if and when we're travelling only, chances are, like COVID, those numbers would start to drop down, and that would free up resources in the passport office then to rely on the renewals.
Though if it's some sort of national ID card scheme, that's a whole other layer of bureaucracy we're talking about.
A different debate altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. Or perhaps some, because and I don't want to generalise too much, but let's just say a lot of young people tend to lose their passports. They won't lose their phone, but they'll lose their passports. So if the passport was on the phone, maybe there's an argument for that. But
especially when there's 2- and 3-step verification on pretty much every app that we use on our phones at this point, it would be quite a secure way to hold it digitally.
Yeah.
But there's probably two sides to that argument to be unfolded as well.
Aidan, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us about today. That was Aidan Farrelly there, the Social Democrats TD. One texter says, I worked in France for a year about 30 years ago. I had a French friend and he asked me one night if I'd be willing to lose my passport and not apply for a new one until I was going home 6 months later for a substantial sum of money. Obviously, I said no, but as far as I was concerned, we were no longer friends. How interesting. Someone else says, as a former passport control officer, we would get flagged when somebody has lost a few passports and people would end up getting quite irate at passport control when they were being asked to identify themselves or when they're getting frisked every time they come through the frisking area because they keep losing passports. We don't know if they are the legitimate owner of that passport and we have to inspect your passport to make sure it hasn't been doctored. Well, indeed, of course you do.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.